Hey there, and welcome to Brushes with Cancer Spotlights. I'm Carter, and today I'll be chatting with artist Shefali Khanna and her inspiration, Soraya Fatah. We'll talk about their path together over these months, building relationship, telling Soraya's story through art, and what they continue carrying with them from their experience together.
So my name is Soraya Fatah, and I'm an inspiration for Brushes with Cancer, which essentially means that I was touched by cancer myself. To be an inspiration, you don't have to be a cancer survivor. You can just be touched by it by a family member, but I happen to have had cancer myself.
And so my name is Shefali Khanna, and I am the artist involved in this initiative. I have not personally been touched by cancer, but I do know people in my life who have been.
So tell me about what brought you to the Brushes with Cancer program and where you guys were at in your lives and what attracted you to getting involved.
So for me, I am really in a healing stage this year. I had ovarian cancer, which led to secondary infertility. And so I have struggled for a few years to try to conceive. And I met a very good friend through a fertility clinic here in Chicago who had breast cancer several years ago, and she was a mentor for Brushes with Cancer and recommended that I get involved as part of my healing process, having survived ovarian cancer and now actually having conceived.
And then for me, you know, as an artist, I am always kind of seeking new opportunities to be able to create work and display my work and take on new challenges. And so I believe I saw this online and the initiative seemed pretty interesting and an opportunity to be able to challenge myself with subject matter that I am less comfortable with. I do a lot of architectural paintings. I do plein air work, which is outside, location based. And so, you know, for the last kind of year or two, I've been trying to take on opportunities that were not in my comfort zone. And so that is why I wanted to participate in this initiative, because it seems to be for a great cause. And it was also something that I knew that would take me out of my comfort zone.
And Soraya, will you tell me, what does it look like for you guys to collaborate together?
The pandemic definitely has, you know, impacted how we collaborate. We thought about getting together in person, but just seemed a little risky, especially since I'm pregnant right now, for us to gather in person. So we have mainly talked over the phone. We've had a few video calls, and we did create a Pinterest board in order to share photos of inspiration in order to better collaborate, which I think worked really well. And then, you know, we'll send an email here and there saying, did you think about this or how's it going? And that's really been the collaboration process for us in the last 6 months.
Mm-hmm. And Shefali, I mean, you mentioned that this was, you know, maybe a little bit outside of your comfort zone. So how did that change your approach? And what has that just been like for you?
Yeah, because I think this is about Soraya's story. And my role is really, how can I, you know, use art to make her story come to life and be able to, you know, share that, you know, with the audience who can also kind of look at this piece and be able to really emotionally connect to Soraya's story. And so, you know, this was less about me and kind of what, you know, my goals might be or my point of view so much to speak, but more of, you know, being able to use my skills to be able to bring someone else's perspective to life. So definitely, you know, I think for me it was about a lot of empathy, being able to understand and visualize her story.
And if I could just piggyback off of that, what's been really great about our collaboration is that Shefali really left me space to collaborate in the creative process, which, to be honest, I wasn't expecting. I thought when I, you know, first signed up to be part of Brushes that I would be paired with an artist. I would sort of share my story and they would create something out of that story. I didn't really realize that I would get to have input in the actual art piece itself. And that's been really cool for me to sort of not only see my story come to life, but also have an active role in designing the art piece that will share my story.
Mm-hmm. And Sarai, you mentioned that this kind of last year especially has been, you know, a year of healing. And so how do you think this process and collaborating with Shefali, how do you think this has been a part of that healing process?
Yeah, I mean, I think for one thing, building a community. I mean, if I can speak just about the greater Brushes with Cancer and Twist Out Cancer community, I think for me, building a community, a network of people who have also experienced cancer or been touched by cancer or are actively participating in this program, they have really helped me feel comfortable sharing my story. It was, you know, I always was comfortable sharing like the cancer aspect of it, but the infertility aspect of it was very difficult for me to share. It's not something that society often talks about. And so, you know, creating that space for me within this organization was really healing. But also, I think something that Shefali did that really helped me heal, again, was letting me sort of be part of the process, a true collaboration, right? Like for many years, I worked with survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault. I've worked with refugees, unaccompanied minors. And something we always talk about is having a victim-centered approach where you don't re-traumatize the person who's experienced some sort of trauma. What I realized was that she, by giving me that space, allowed me to not be re-traumatized because I had some autonomy and some say in the process, which I think had it been someone who just took my story and said, okay, this is what we're doing, it would have re-traumatized me and not allowed me to heal.
Shefali, I mean, going into this and given that, you know, it's not something you're super familiar with, what were your expectations? And, you know, was there anything that caught you by surprise or was different than you expected?
Yeah, I think that like Soraya's story is very layered. And like going in, I didn't know about like the infertility piece of it. And so that was something that, you know, has maybe differentiated like her story from maybe other people in the kind of organization. So I think that, you know, creatively that presents kind of an additional kind of layer to the piece that I wasn't expecting going in. Also, it's, you know, I remember our first call with our mentor and, you know, it was pretty heavy stuff. And, you know, like it was something that, you know, I had to sort of prepare myself also that, you know, I have to make sure that I'm listening and I can, you know, be there and being able to translate a lot of kind of this, what she's been through. And so just kind of like taking a step back and just listening, you know, because it's a lot to take in. And so I think that for me, it was just really about listening and being able to kind of take in all the different pieces of her story that I wasn't expecting that it would be so layered. But I think that I'm really thankful to Soraya for sharing her story. I think that, you know, the more, just in general, the more people, you know, share their stories, the more we can normalize, you know, the different things that, you know, we're going to. And I think that's something, speaking to your point earlier about the pandemic, you know, I feel like this has a broader, some shifts I'm seeing is just like people being a little bit more open to sharing things about whether it's like mental health, whether it's, you know, like struggles with, you know, financially, struggles with other aspects of their life. You know, I think it's like, it's great to see some of that shifting of people being more open as well.
I just want to jump in again. What's really fascinating too about this concept of layering, and Shefali and I haven't really talked about this at length, but it's coming up now. So the piece that, you know, we're creating for this has layers to it, like actual layers, like there's a painting portion, but then we're doing some collage over that. And so, you know, I think it's really cool that the layering of my story is also coming out in the, it's being reflected in the piece of art as well.
What would you say has been your takeaway of being involved with Brushes with Cancer?
I think my takeaway is just about the story aspect of it, right? Because I think that's been the kind of unique piece. The part of this is that it's really about someone else's story and making that come to life in an art form. You know, as an artist, that's something that, you know, I try to focus is to whatever piece I'm making, make sure, like, let's say it is a cityscape or a landscape, to make sure that it's not just an illustration of sorts, but it is also like conveying something deeper than just the subject matter that's there. And I think that this has, what I think I've really taken away is like the stronger sense that you are telling a story. And I think I will take that in my other work too, is to always make sure that it's not, you know, no matter how well it's well made it is, or, you know, how complicated or whatever. But I think at the end of the day, success is really, did you tell that story?
You know, illness is something that feels completely out of your control, and infertility as well. So as I was experiencing cancer and infertility, I often felt like the world saw me in a certain way. My friends, my family saw me in a certain way. They might have pitied me. They might have felt bad for the situation I was going through. I don't know, an array of feelings. But what I realized in this program and this creative process is that when you channel your story through like an artistic process, it's a way of kind of taking back control over your story and giving it, like when you give it texture and color, or, you know, maybe you're a musician and you give it sound, or you're a writer and you put words to the experience, you flip the script and you decide how the world sees your experience versus the world seeing what you experienced in a certain way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, it's so well said. I think that's really interesting. It would never have occurred to me, but it totally makes sense. Yeah.
Well, because so much of this process with Shefali has been not only to look at the sorrow of like what I went through and the grief and the darkness and highlight that in the piece, but also, as she stated earlier, to really show the hope and the light and the future. And so, you know, there's a positive aspect to the piece that I think when people see it, we'll probably see the positive aspect more than the negative aspect. And so I realized that by portraying the piece in that way, I'm changing the story of how people see this experience.
Mm-hmm. Shefali, what would you say to other people who, you know, might be thinking about getting involved with this program, you know, other artists?
Yeah, I would just say that, you know, I would always recommend people to participate. Like I said earlier, that I think it's going to help to challenge them and to think about things in a new way. I think that a lot of people, like once you specialize in a certain medium or type of work, you get kind of, you get used to doing that. And I think like for this piece, I'm going to be, you know, I'm doing things that are like mixed media and there's collage aspects to it. It's not just the things that I typically do. And so I would recommend to artists that it's going to help them artistically get out of their comfort zone.
Soraya, you know, participating with Brushes with Cancer as somebody who's been touched with cancer, what would you say to somebody else? Maybe they have cancer themselves or one of their family members did. What would you say to them about getting involved with the program?
The short answer is just do it. It's a very, very healing process. And I'd also say, I think that you get out of it what you put in, right? So there are opportunities to collaborate with your artist. There are opportunities to participate in workshops and gatherings. You know, I mean, obviously the pandemic has limited some of that, but I would say that don't hesitate. The staff is really amazing. They're all supportive. Everyone that participates in the program has been just exceptional in terms of like being empathetic and really building a community for you to lean on. And so I think, you know, if you're at a point in your cancer journey where you can share your story and would find it healing, then definitely participate. It's really an awesome program, and I hope to do it in the future again.
And I want to thank both of you guys so much for your time. It's been a pleasure speaking with both of you.
Definitely.
Yeah, likewise.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, this has been great.